you have the audacity?
I do have the audacity. It's on my computer.
I am a bastard.
Jenna is a sword.
And greetings, Apropos-y, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
Yay!
With your host,
Salsa.
James.
Jenna.
And ooh. I genuinely do not know if this is going to sound any good. Dear listeners, because
fix it in post.
We, maybe we will. Maybe we won't.
Maybe we won't.
I got a brand new computer that we are recording on now, as of the first time today. And I looked at the setting on my old computer and tried to get as much as I could the same. But that doesn't mean I did. So if it sounds better than good, but if it sounds worse, it's because it's still new. Yeah. And I'm sure Stefan is already going, you need to set this thing to here.
Yeah, there's a checkbox in the third menu.
We will accept notes.
Yes,
definitely. If you want to give them to me, I will tell Salsa directly.
Oh, shit. That's a threat.
If you want it to actually happen, you can message me directly.
Well, yeah. No, that's probably. But it would be fun for me to tell Salsa.
Oh, fair enough. Sure.
Fair enough.
Like, do you want to solve the problem or do you want the story?
Poor K. Nolas both.
Yeah, Salsa doesn't do what he's told. I once asked him to have a nice day and he said, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's because you told me.
Yeah.
Hey, Salsa, have a nice day.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
drinking.
As I mentioned, last week or wherever it was, I was at Nebraska a few weeks ago, the Court Renaissance Festival, and I came back with some gin. From a place that used to never do gin. So I bought this gin having never tasted it. So we're going to taste it.
We're going to let this gin out of the bottle.
I know. So we have a tiny little shot glass in front of us. The straight gin, just so we can taste it and find out what the gin tastes like. And then
it's in the KC shot glass. So that's a little better.
Nice.
All right.
The smell is not as strong as some gins I've had before.
It doesn't smell as strong, so that's
hopeful. It is a very muted gin smell. Not as junipery.
Yeah. Well, and that is the thing I don't like about gin, is the juniper. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And
the main ingredient in gin.
Well, and I'm also not huge on super junipery gins. I like juniper. This one feels more herbaceous.
Well, now I have other concerns.
Nope. Okay. Well, I'll be having Hirsch cocktail then.
God.
No?
It's definitely got a juniper. It reminds me a lot of the gunpowder gin that I've got. Because it does have like a...
See, Jenna definitely is getting more juniper than I am.
I liked nothing about that.
Okay. That's fine.
Have my shot.
Okay. Take two steps.
Well,
this is mixed with other stuff, right?
Yes, that
so
is
I should
a,
try a sip of it
that
before
is a
I reject
traditional,
it.
Cocktail. That is gin with vermouth and some orange bitters.
All right. I will try a sip and not like it.
Probably
but for
hand
science.
Off the rest to me, and then I'll go get you a cider, and everybody will be happy.
Yay!
Is it traditional kind of like an old-fashioned?
No. This is the... When you say martini, this is what they mean.
Oh.
As opposed to the adjective martini.
I wondered if they were related.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I don't care.
What? Oh, God. It broke my brain. You broke my brain. There we go.
That's fantastic.
I do like that.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Nope. This is not okay.
All right. You start talking about what you've been doing, and I'll go get a cider.
All right.
Well, I drank. Astute listeners may remember I've mentioned once or twice that I'm having problems with my uterus. And so one of the things that we do to try to help with that is a hormone thing, right?
Sure.
So I have a lot of progesterone going through my body, and that's made it difficult for me to drink. I'm going to have like a drink and it's fine, but like I only really have a drink every few days.
Yeah.
If I have too much, I start to feel sick.
Yeah.
So, thank God. So I
took a punt. I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I don't have to like everything. Mm-hmm. In fact, there are many things I don't like.
Thank goodness.
But anyway.
Evidence to the contrary, I don't like making you hate terrible drinks.
No, I get that. But yeah. I thank you for sharing your gin with me.
Yeah. Also that. Thank you. Yeah.
So, my hormone situation has been frustrating, and I did something called a hormone holiday. Mm-hmm. And some people may remember when I did this back in January after an entire month of awfulness. So... I was having some similar type stuff, but not entirely the same. Spotting, light bleeding, things like that. So, and it was going on longer than it should have been. So, I took a hormone holiday. And that meant I had an actual period.
Mm-hmm.
But that also meant that I didn't have all of that extra progesterone pushing through my body.
Oh.
And I didn't realize this until like Friday, Saturday. But I was like, wait a minute. I could be drinking.
Well, right.
If anybody has ever expressed concerns about the possibility of me being an alcoholic, dear listeners. Oh. Had I been an alcoholic, that would have been a realization on day one.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear about that. But yeah, so I ended up having Joe and I split one of my bottles of wine that I got on sale a few weeks back. Fine. I think it was the Apothic Inferno, which is just a beautiful dark red with like cherry and oak.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Disco Inferno.
Right.
A little different. Or Towering Inferno.
Slightly. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But yeah. So, and then yesterday I ended up spending time with my friend Angela. And our mutual friend Rob, they had attempted to go to Art of World together. Apparently Angela drove around for an hour, unable to find a parking space, and was like, nope. And so she was like, hey, what if instead of this, we have margaritas on my rooftop, patio? And Rob was like, yes. And
should have been the default.
Kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
To see some Art of World shit.
Sure.
And Rob got to see some stuff that he was looking for specifics.
So grab the binoculars.
He did everything he needed to do. And they invited me to join them for margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On the rooftop.
On the rooftop.
Ooh, la, la.
So wait, I did that.
Margaritas on the rooftop sounds like a rom-com.
Oh.
Ah.
That does actually sound like a rom-com.
Or like an existential...
finding yourself.
Yeah.
White woman goes to Nepal and finds herself.
Oh!
Lifetime.
Yeah.
A Lifetime movie. Yeah.
Yeah. If these margs could talk.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No,
please don't ever say that word again.
No, where she divorces her Wall Street husband and goes to like Spain to try to find herself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Margaritas on the rooftop.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, James.
So anyway, we had margaritas on the rooftop yesterday.
Trademark.
So here's the thing. If you don't drink for a while, your body loses any... I'm a lightweight now.
Oh.
I
imagine you're...
margaritas over the course of 4 hours.
I've got a...
And I was still like, can I drift? Yeah, I can drift.
A super cute mental image of Jenna's liver in fuzzy bunny slippers and a robe.
Getting
caught off guard, like if the on-call phone rings. Fuck!
Oh, God, you both. As soon as you said on-call, there was a specific ringtone that happened.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah, so this morning I was hung the fuck over.
Oh.
I haven't been hung over in like 6 months.
Oh.
And I do not recommend It was the kind where your entire head is in pain.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And if you try to shift at all, somehow that pain intensifies and moves, but it's still your entire head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was awful. I had to get up to pee and I just sat there arguing with myself for half an hour over getting up. I was like, you got to do it, Jenna. You got to do it.
It's moments like that. Wish bedpans were still in vogue.
Oh my God. Yeah. No.
You never walk by her house. She would have no reason to have a piss pot.
God.
Mm. She's got no one to throw it at. Out the window.
You're in saying, in the functionality of it and stuff. It doesn't flow as well as you want it to. Anyway. But yeah, so this entire day for me has just been like, nope. I did actually get a bunch of work done.
Hmm.
I put on my Jimi Hendrix radio playlist.
Very nice.
Which has kind of just that weird whatever thing going on. I took a bunch of Midol. Midol is great for hangovers, by the way. If you did not know.
I heard that.
It is. And since I'm still cramping a little bit from my period, I took the Midol and it solved a lot of problems for me. Mm-hmm. Or helped with
very
a lot
nice
of things.
Yeah.
So I did get a bunch of work done, but I did not, there were two optional meetings that I was like, well, that's not happening today, friends. Call me in if you need me. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But honestly, that's pretty much what I've did. I spent most of last week just at home. Yeah. There's a reason why it makes more, why it's better for me to be taking the progesterone and dealing with all of the issues that I deal with on that hormone therapy, as opposed to having my periods, because my periods suck. I just didn't go out because I don't want to be caught with my pants down, so to speak. It's not good, and I have no energy and just all this other stuff. So yeah, I basically stayed at home, watched TV, did little to nothing as my body bled out. I don't know. Yeah. I'm having problems wrapping this portion up.
Sure.
Yep, that's it. That's what I did.
Oh, nice.
All right.
I went to Girl Scout camp. Because
about time, Jesus Christ,
right?
I've been talking about it for years.
We have a tradition of arming Girl Scouts with fencing sabers, mm-hmm. and it's delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes have worried that they don't really care, or that it's not something that they, it's just another activity. And they don't really give a shit about it. But as I walked up, somebody yelled, "Balloon fencing!" Not worried about it anymore.
Filled your heart with joy.
I found out that we are the most popular activity above archery and kayaking.
I mean,
Yeah.
Between kayaking and balloon fencing, I can see that being a toss-up. But it does not shock me at all that we're one of the highest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. Getting to hit your friends with swords is fun.
It is very cool. Yeah.
I mean, we've all done it since we were children with cardboard tubes.
Yeah.
There's something innately human about
stick.
It.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then you keep that stick. And then you bring that stick in the house and your parents say, leave it outside.
And you're like, but it's
my stick.
But it's legendary. Yeah.
You ever tell your kids to leave the sticks outside?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I let Chelsea bring her sticks
in. Oh, no. Our sticks stay outside. They stay on the porch.
Yeah.
I'm a cooler parent than you are.
That's very true.
I don't care. I'm not here to be a cool parent.
Yeah, we've noticed that too. But yeah, it was super good. I forgot all of my chargers at home.
Oh, also, oh no.
Yeah, and which is not the worst thing if you have a room to yourself, but if you are bunked with a bunch of other people, people make noises in their sleep. There's, you know, like sure. snoring, commotion. But
there's also a lot of other people whose chargers you can borrow.
There are, but it's not. Usually they are using them at that time, and it's not especially convenient if you need to use your phone to get up and use the bathroom or something. So I did not charge my phone.
You need your phone to get up and go to the bathroom?
Because you don't turn the lights on.
For the flashlight function.
Yeah. Now, my night vision is pretty decent.
Okay.
Mine is not.
Okay. So getting to the bathroom is not usually a problem, but getting back from the brightly lit bathroom that has, it has one switch and it turns on a very loud fan and an extremely bright light.
Yeah, one of those.
So rather than trying to pee in abject darkness, you do kind of want that to be on, and then you're functionally night blind.
Gotcha.
So rather than try to struggle through all of that shit, I just kept my phone nearby. It was at like 5% on Sunday morning.
And you don't just have a flashlight?
I have a light that is connected to my bag.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually I have a flashlight in my car.
I mean, usually I don't need a flashlight because I have one on my phone.
Yeah. I've got a flashlight in my nightstand. I've got flashlights in my car. I've got a lantern in my car, all of that stuff. But also, like, there's an amount of brightness and stuff. I just didn't want to fuck around with it.
All right.
So my phone survived the weekend, but I did not use it for entertainment. I brought a video game, and I played the video game a little bit, but mostly I listened to my tape player. I have a little portable cassette player, and listened to that to fall asleep. There was a Sunday morning, I woke up at like fucking 2 a.m. and could not get back to sleep for an hour or something like that. And I couldn't use my phone.
Right.
And
that would mean you couldn't get to sleep.
That too. So I just I turned on the radio on my tape deck because I didn't necessarily have enough battery to keep running the tape all the time. So because it's just on a set of double A's.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought apparently exactly the right amount of batteries. So it lasted as long as it needed to. It's the first time I've listened to the radio in a long time, but I just fell asleep listening to KQ. And just, you know, this was weirdly very soothing. Yeah, because that was what I did in childhood, was right. I either listened to a tape, which I brought with me, weirdly, but also listened to the radio. In order to fall asleep. So, because it helped to prevent terrible nightmares of my entire family being murdered. Yeah. So, all of that. But
yeah, I'm not asking follow-up questions on that.
We had a great time. We had a great tournament. Our tournament bracket was full very quickly.
Nice.
We're working on some systems, because right now there's no age bracketing. And so we've got fourth graders going up against people who are functionally adults, like physically.
Yeah.
They are most of their adult stature. Yeah. Which is not fair.
They've hit puberty.
But like we talk to them and we're like, yeah, this is not going to be fair, but it could be fun. You could like it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But one...
And also, you get that one fifth grader that's just a fucking ace at it.
We did. Yep. But... Oh, man. Yeah. A little terrifying, but also great. We did have one teeny fighter who was, like, real upset that she got beaten by someone who was, like, very actually, like, twice her height.
Right.
And it's just, it's so hard not to have hard feelings about it.
Yeah,
right.
I get it.
She did recover. She did have a good time. Mm-hmm. But it's also like end of summer camp feelings, all of that stuff.
Yeah, there's
There's
a whole wave of emotions happening.
Ooh, yeah. We had a good time. They are always very, very kind to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Yeah, did that, came home, crashed for hours. Heard from Jax. Jax was doing a performance that day at an autism thing, because their improv troupe is all neurodiverse. Mm-hmm. And they said it was an autism event, not an autistic event. It was apparently like real loud, unfocused stuff on like not going to plan everywhere, and just light and noise and all of that. And so it was a real
there's a lot going on
adventure. So they got home and they were also blown up, and we were just blown up together for a couple hours. And we went to the Ville show, which was the Taskmaster show that I helped to film. It was amazing. It ran long. It ran an hour long. So it was 2.5 hours instead of an hour and a half. Whew. Spicy.
Good thing there wasn't another show after yours.
I was about to say, good.
No, it was a good time. The vilifiers were all very funny. The tasks were very funny.
I heard Tim Wick did vilification tennis.
He did, and he told a joke that made me laugh. I was surprised. He got a point. I know. It was his first point on stage ever.
I mean, he actually used to do vilification tennis. Sure.
He has 30-some years ago, yeah.
Before he became the judge. But, the judge, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it's at least his first point in 30-some years.
Yes. Right. He is definitely osmosed something out of this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it was really nice. There were a couple of... Oh my God! A couple of the jokes got thrown were hilarious and fucking scalding, just incredibly crafted, perfect. Fuck, I'm like emotionally going through it, listening to it again. But no, it was a great time. But yeah, we were glad that the audience was very invested and very patient. It went super long, and so we've got to figure out how to not have that happen the next time that we do this. But then next month is the toga party.
Toga.
Yeah.
Gato.
Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right.
Great.
So,
Toga cat.
Gato toga.
Gatoga.
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 Toga.
Toga toga.
Gothelga versus Barugan. All right. So,
and Bakugan?
Yeah, like that. We had a...
We got lost.
It was nice, but Jax also had to leave early, and this is, like, this is a kind of a morally complex and emotional thing. We were both real excited for it. We got in there, we saw that somebody had a service dog. And they hung out as long as they could, and it was not very long.
Yeah.
And they had already taken meds for allergies and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it just, like, they can't. They are extremely allergic. There's nothing to do. And the other thing is, like, good that that person is there. Good that they are allowed to have their service dog. And also, that just means that...
It can be very frustrating. Yeah. Like, how... sometimes you just can't accommodate everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they are, we're trying to navigate what that will mean for them seeing future shows.
Sure.
Because there is every possibility that that will happen again, even if it's not the same person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Lots of people have, like, genuinely have a need for service dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's...
But I mean, at that point, even somebody who just had a cat sleep on their shirt is going to be covered in hair, you know?
There's a difference.
But I don't know how much of a difference there is, though, if somebody's got that much hair on.
A big difference. A bunch of people in the theater had dogs at home,
okay,
which is still like a ticking timer, but it's It is very different.
No, I know it's different. It's not. It's clearly it's secondary rather than primary. But over time,
it's like secondhand smoke.
Yeah,
yeah. They got to hang out for about 10 minutes of the 2.5 hour show.
Right. Oh God.
Yeah, but all of the film tasks went off perfectly.
Delightful.
Nice. The editing was sublime, and Eric Thompson, there's the French.
The French are okay.
Won the day. With 31
really points. how many years Salsa, how many fucking years?
I've been sitting on that one.
I think you mean bone.
We bone.
You want to bone the French?
Have you seen some of the French bone?
We bone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hung not, like a gnat.
Not even for you.
Although to be fair, gnats are very well hung for their size.
Yeah. So are barnacles. Mm. Gorillas, the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
barnacles like twice as long as their body.
Truly.
Anyway, continue, Gorilla Dick.
I'd rather talk about bones.
I know. So there was all of that. And then today I did not have an alcohol hangover, but I did have just like a social, functional
lack of like spoons.
Yeah. Yes. And like inability to move. My whole body hurts for no reason, other than that I was sleeping on a concrete floor and,
so for a reason,
putting in a bunch of extra steps, like two, three times the amount of steps.
So for a reason.
And, also, cold all day, which so. I guess. You know,
sure. This is kind of like the whole, like, your body feels shitty and you're like, God, body, why are you being so shitty? And your body's like, would you eat a vegetable? Could you just fucking eat a vegetable? It's like,
no,
I don't know, man. Like, I've had my
it's
coffee.
A mystery.
Yeah. You're not eating a vegetable till you improve your attitude. Fuck.
God.
Yeah. So all of that. But yeah, that was I took a strong nap. This afternoon, I just put on the Mystery Science Theater movie.
I just pictured a nap that was like lifting weights.
It truly
is like,
yeah,
just flexing in front of a mirror.
Played Final Fantasy on a little Game Boy for a while and then passed out for probably an hour and a half pretty cleanly and then woke up and just felt like the day was a little shinier, a little better.
Aww.
I can start my day at 7 p.m.
Truly. Yeah. All right. Salsa.
I mean, this is going to absolutely floor you. Are you sitting down for this?
Wait, I am.
Is there hockey?
I was at a Renaissance Festival. I know, right?
I forgot. We've moved out of the hockey into the Renaissance Festival.
No, okay. Hockey's still going on. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Minnesota's in the finals.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We made the play. We beat the first round of the playoff. Okay. You got me on hockey now. Last year.
Oh my God. Oh man. So happy.
This is better than when the substitute puts on a tape.
Last year, PWHL, Minnesota barely squeaked into the last spot and dropped the first game against Toronto, managed to claw their way back and get into the finals and win everything.
And then take the championship.
This year, Minnesota barely squeaked into the finals.
Correct.
Dropped their first game against Toronto.
They did.
And then clawed their way back to make it through the finals.
They did. Yeah.
So
We'll see if we can.
A little bit of history repeated. But yeah, no, those games start tomorrow, the finals. So yeah, you can tell where I'm going to be. Okay, so.
Watching YouTube?
Yeah, I mean that's
same.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Well, it's on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
So yes.
Did you guys know you can watch the Professional Women's Hockey League on YouTube?
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. No, it's a damn good connection. Anyway, the other thing that this is going to shock you, I was at a Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
Because I know it's my spring season has been going in swing month already. So. No, I was at Janesville Renaissance Festival in Janesville, Wisconsin.
As a patron, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I do. Is I go to places. I go to places even though they don't pay me to do it. Weird.
Do they have a brewery there?
Okay, actually, though. Yeah. Yes. I like your consistency of personality, Salsa. It helps, man.
I do drive past Driftless Glen to get there. I just... Look. You're not wrong. Anyway.
I'm happy. Go ahead.
Janesville is one of those shows that I right kind of have a love-hate relationship with. They are not my biggest earning show.
Sure.
Okay. They're not my highest paying show.
Yeah.
In fact, they're pretty much at the bottom brackets, both of those. Mm-hmm. But I just like it.
For sure.
There's like a nice vibe about it.
Yeah, just the people that run it are good people, and I like the people that are there, and the vibe is
and the audience that shows up is appreciative. Yeah.
The site's very pretty. It's next to the Rock River, which is, you know, at after everybody goes home, and like as I'm watching the sunset, I go down to the riverbank and just sit there for, you know, 20 minutes and just watch the water go by. Wow. And watch the sunset. It's just gorgeous.
Sounds amazing. Sounds
it's lovely. Really nice. Dip my feet into the water and, you know, after walking around all day.
Some fish downstream.
Oh, it's festival season again.
You don't smell this. Come here.
Oh, God. Pull my fin.
But it's the flip side of that is it's on a park next to a river, which means it is windy. And there is no trees and no wind breaks, so it is when it's windy, it's windy.
I bet that makes the fire element difficult. Yeah.
When it's windy, it's windy, and when it's sunny, there's no shade. So it is just whatever.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, whatever element is
hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
Yeah, whatever element is the primary element, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And it was very windy this time around. It was like 20 mile an hour wind. Jesus. On the first day. On the second day, it dropped to like 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15. So no problem there.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't eat any this weekend.
I did
the rest of my show. That's and I rough. Did breathe fire a little bit.
Okay.
But I did not eat fire. I was like, nope, not happening.
No.
Not happening. Yeah. But the audiences had a grand old time. I had some crowds that were really into it. You know, my last show, usually the last show on Sunday is kind of your drudge show where most people have gone home.
Yeah.
You've only got a small crowd of the diehards hanging on, you know, and you're tired. And so you're just trying to get through the show. And it's just kind of one of those shows that you just want to get through. And my last show on Sunday was possibly one of my best shows. Because people were still there. They were still in high spirits. They wanted to have fun. They were just like
nice.
Super responsive and cheering. It was a birdseed crowd, and I loved every minute of it.
Nice.
So
you use the phrase birdseed crowd.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Yeah.
That, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They eating out of my hand.
Yeah.
It was perfect. And so, yeah, I was really just into, I got some
very different from a baby bird crowd.
Ew. Wait a minute. Nope. Gross.
Ah, good.
Is it though?
No. No.
But I got to hang out with some friends that I hadn't seen in a while. I do. I
have only the kind that don't see him often.
I have a whole social life that doesn't involve you. Okay,
it barely involves him.
Yes.
Damn. Another one.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, no, I went, we were a small group of us were going to go get some dinner on Saturday night. And my friends in Bardmageddon, they were kind of the organizers of this whole thing.
Aww.
But they were like, should we tell them about the cool kid dinner? And I just said, yeah, okay, we're gonna invite him. So they invited me to this place. It's called the Sandwich Bar. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is, they have sandwiches and a bar.
That sounds like heaven.
It is. It was really good. Like, they had like, I had a banh mi sandwich.
Oh my God, I love banh mi.
In a sandwich, it was even better. So it was a banh mi sandwich and they had like, they had a poutine sandwich.
Oh my God.
And they had like some cheesesteaks and they had cold cuts and they had just like all sorts of fun sandwiches. Oh, and then they had cocktails and stuff. I had this like lavender martini thing for my aperitif, which was delightful. And but I get there and I'm the first one there. And the dude doing the waitering, he's like, the
waiter. Okay. Yeah.
It was a long weekend, James.
It was a fucking long weekend. He's like, he walks up to me and I'm like, I'm waiting for a group, So he's like, how big? And I'm like, I don't actually know.
Yeah.
How big the group is. And so I'm just going to sit over here and wait for them to show up.
Sure.
Like, cool. A little bit later, a couple guys walk in and I recognized them as being people who had been working at the festival.
Yeah.
And, they're like, we got a group of six coming. And the waiter's like, is he with you? And the guy turns and looks at me and he goes, no.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not with that group.
With that group.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently there's another group of six coming. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bardmageddon show up and they're like, oh yeah, no, he's... Yeah, that we're all
this guy too.
He's the sixth.
Ah,
and the guys were like, "Oh, sorry."
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just like he glanced over at me and went, "No." It was just like,
we don't know this weird guy.
Okay, I guess I'm not with you guys.
Oh,
I've been in that situation.
I gave him no end of shit about it for the rest of the time. This is like, I'm not even here, man. it turned out to be a great dinner. Not only, again, the food was really good, but we also spent the whole time talking about cooking and baking, and like we were sharing recipes.
And
so like by the time we got done, we were stuffed and also still hungry.
Oh yeah. That's good combo.
Yeah. I had this banh mi sandwich and I had deviled eggs. These deviled eggs had a blanket of paprika on top of them.
Ooh.
Oh, it was really good.
Was it sweet paprika, hot paprika, smoky paprika?
This was a sweeter paprika.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I think it would have been overwhelming if it was a
hot
or a smoked.
Could have been a mix.
It might have been.
Paprika blend.
Shit. It might have been. There was a little bit of a kick to it. I assume whatever they put in their deviling was what was giving it
in
a
the
kick.
Deviling,
but it might have
like
been
that.
A little bit of spicy paprika as well.
Deviled eggs are important to me, and paprika is important to me.
These were very good. So, these were really, really good.
You and Vincent both. Vincent explained to us about not white people spices.
Yeah.
he was like, listen.
I explained to Joe about the differences in paprika, because like, he knew about sweet and smoked, but he didn't know that there are like 9 other versions of paprika out there. Yeah. We only really get like maybe 4 or 5 in the U.S. if we're lucky.
Sure.
But
I knew about the one and we didn't have any. And Vincent was like, listen, you fucking can't.
No, when my sister-in-law came back from Budapest, she had like a variety of paprikas for us.
Would you say a plethora of paprikas?
No, I wouldn't. I would say a variety of paprikas, like I did.
Ah, well.
Jesus Christ, you two. I don't... look at this whiskey here. I'm just gonna tip a little of that into my cider.
But also the cheese curds. It's Wisconsin. Cheeseburgers are really good.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Yeah, and they had this sauce that was, I don't even know. It was like a, you know, like the Japanese mayonnaise?
Yeah.
That you can get?
Kewpie mayo, yeah.
Yeah, it was like Kewpie mayo with like some other stuff in it. Like they had made an aioli with Kewpie mayo.
Whoa.
Kind of, basically. It was, this really amazing
sauce. As an aside, I love a Kewpie mayo. I don't love a Kewpie mayo package because they used to look like babies. And it's real upsetting to pick up a room temperature soft baby.
And just squeeze its guts out?
It's upsetting. I did not like it. And now I still have, even though it's in a regular shaped bottle with just a baby printed on it, I still don't love that.
That's I can see where that associate made that original decision. That's
Kewpie, apparently. Yeah.
I mean, they probably made it to look like a Kewpie doll.
Probably.
But yeah, like I said, these two other guys were from Chicago and just talking about music and food and stuff like that.
Hopes.
Turns out they also celebrate Pi Day. So I was just like, you're my people.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I had a grand time. But I did develop a pinched nerve.
Oh, no.
In my back, like in my hips.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so like if it's in my back, I can usually twist and have somebody crack my back or something like that. But this this was down in my hips. Like I have a hip that's out of alignment, and I can lay down and do the
pull the leg.
I can get my hip popped back into place.
Yeah.
And then it's good for an hour, and then it starts to seize up and pinch again.
Shift.
So there was a couple times where in the middle of my show, like I'd be standing there and I'd strike a pose and I'd grandly gesture to the sky and almost fall to my knees in pain.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Suddenly, like. Everything's fine.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, there was
he finally figured out his Schwarzenegger impression.
Get to the chopper.
Really
the best he's done.
That's not a joke. That is I cannot do a Schwarzenegger.
When we did the marathon, Massacre marathon for raising money, we had Schwarzenegger stuff, and I heard you attempt it then.
I can't. It is not in my wheelhouse.
Nope.
Yeah.
And I have made peace with that. Some people have not, but I have.
There's very little about you that I've made peace with.
That's also fair.
But yeah, no, I like I said, Janesville is one of those festivals that like I keep coming back to.
Yeah.
Even though it doesn't have anything that like makes it stand out to me.
But it's nice.
But it's just nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the people that work there are just really nice, great people, and the people who run the festival, like they're friends,
Yeah.
So
that's really good.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And then hockey.
Yay.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. So that's what I got.
So. Should we take a break?
Yes, I think we better have. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter @AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
See, the difference here is that there are things that motivate James, whereas with you, Salsa.
Yeah.
There are things that motivate James, but there are things that should not motivate anyone. And the Venn diagram of those two.
How did you get access to my search history?
I've known you.
I thought I was browsing in private.
If you think incognito is incognito,
oh, honey,
sorry.
I have
you
important things to tell you about the internet.
It's okay. I'm probably about to find them out in a court of law.
You're about to find out what we're about to do. Greetings, Afropussy. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
I
know, right? Today's Fast Five comes to us from... The worst Zastera.
Zastera. I like that we kind of hit a minor key on that. That we're like, it took on a darker tone.
Oh God!
The worst.
Yeah.
I mean, I have guesses, but
the worst.
I'm gonna say it out loud. That seems rude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Opening thoughts. I hope this finds you before I do.
Ooh, spicy.
Good. So
yeah, well,
I'm very happy for you.
As one does. Yeah.
Question number one. Upset.
Oh.
Or disappointed.
Ooh. Are we going to be upset by this or disappointed?
Just disappointed.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm even as an adult,
yeah,
I can deal with people being mad at me. Mm-hmm. But if somebody is disappointed in me, even as an adult, that hurts more.
See, here's the thing. If somebody is just disappointed, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But if they're disappointed in me,
yeah,
there is a certain devastation that happens with those extra two words that I just... Whew.
Yeah. I can't make it to your party this weekend. Oh, that's kind of disappointing.
It's disappointing, yeah.
No. It's just like...
I accidentally ran over your dog.
I'm disappointed.
In you. Oh, God.
This is the third time you have canceled on us. I'm disappointed in you.
You have disappointed me for the last time. Starscream.
Yeah. No, disappointing is way worse.
Disappointed is worse. Based on my background of abuse, somebody being upset is actually a little more terrifying for me overall. Like, I'm more bummed out if somebody's disappointed in me, but like, if someone's upset, like, that brushes against certain buttons, possibly even triggers, and I'm just
definitely see some trauma reaction there.
Yep. So
I do have the luxury of being a white dude, so I can deal with people being angry at me.
Yeah, just like bathing in it constantly.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm always upset with
I 100% acknowledge my
toxic masculinity.
Yeah. What's the word?
Patriarchal.
Yeah. Like, I acknowledge my patriarchal
privilege.
Privilege. That's the word I'm looking for. I acknowledge my privilege in that. 100%.
Well, Sasa's always getting a little bit of each because I find much of what he does upsetting and Jenna's constantly disappointed.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you never show that you're upset.
That's true.
Gentlemen, I would like to remind you both that I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, that's
not in you, just in general.
Yeah,
general.
I saw the spreadsheet. I know what my grade is.
Also, Jenna had a date like that
with a spreadsheet. Yeah,
yeah,
that was disappointing.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. The worst part were the parent teacher conferences.
Once. What?
What?
I did during parent-teacher conferences.
Had a disappointing date?
What? I don't know.
What? What? Oh.
Concerns. As well you should.
What, James? Mm-hmm. A little disappointing.
Yeah. Jenna had a date like that once.
That's what I've heard.
Third base.
All right. Question just number two.
Oh.
Yeah. Pierogies.
All right.
Or perigees.
Perigees? Perigees? Like good game?
The opposite perigees? Of an apogee.
Oh.
There's an apogee and a perigee.
What's an apogee?
Why did I know
it? Nothing. What's an apogee with you?
Look, I'm not upset. Oh. That really was very stupid.
Oh, fuck.
God damn.
We have reached loopy stage. That's fucking, I am at midway through my second martini. That's my excuse.
I'm just tired and allergies. But no, what is all of this? What are we talking about?
Oh, God damn it. If I'm remembering correctly.
Could you explain the joke to me, Sal? So that might help.
Well, in that case, yes. So what I did is I made a riff on Nothing What's a Matter with You.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
All right, my understanding is that the apogee is the very height of a parabolic arc,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where a perigee is the
bottom,
the bottom of a reverse.
I believe that's
If your parabolic arc vertically is up and back down, apogee mm-hmm. would be the peak, and then I guess perigee might be the valley. Of a down sure. then up.
Right, that makes a certain amount of sense.
Somewhere is Stefan Senpai, a literal rocket scientist.
Yes.
It's like, you guys, no.
No.
Fuck.
Oh, no, it is the, I knew it had something to do with,
okay.
with celestial movement.
Okay.
Apogee is where the moon is furthest from the Earth, and perigee is where it's closest.
Yes.
Ah.
So
okay. So I had one correct, and then did not know.
It is a wave sign, but it is specifically due to movements of heavenly sure. bodies.
Elliptical orbits. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. When they are furthest, like when Neptune is furthest from the sun, that is the apogee, and when it's closest, it's the perigee.
Yeah.
I'm going to say pierogies, but perigees are pretty great because the moon gets bigger and you can see it really on those times.
So I was born under a full red moon.
Mm. Harvest moon?
I think harvest is September. I was born in October.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The blood moon?
It's a blood moon when it is red. But what is
Link, be careful.
And a...
Yeah.
What is a harvest moon?
So the harvest moon is
where you have two moons. It's a Nintendo game that involves farming and lightning.
What's the one where there are two moons? That's a blue moon, is when you have two full moons in the same month.
Yeah, well, each month has a different name, and harvest is for September. I remember that specific. Oh,
really? Okay.
Yeah. Like, I think we just had, like, a fucking flower moon or something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's when you have a full moon during a specific month.
Oh, it's time.
It might be month or it might be sign. Okay. I don't remember specifically.
Oh, interesting.
See, I'm curious if there is such a thing as a super moon, because I know that the apparent size of the moon changes, not necessarily based on its... on its orbit, but based on its proximity to the horizon.
Yes.
Because
the wavelengths will bend and make it look bigger.
Yeah.
But it is also more pronounced during the perigee.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I was born, it was October 5th in 79, and there was a big, full red moon, and it was apparently just huge in the sky. I was born at like 9:30.
But it was a blood moon, so it was a bad omen.
You're welcome.
I mean,
surprised by this?
No, no, this makes perfect sense.
I'm, yeah.
Did you look up what kind of moon it is in October or whatever?
No, I looked up something different but related.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking up what the moon was like when I was born.
Ah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Was it a full moon?
That's what I was checking.
Yeah. One thing that is fun is that in astrology, so yes, those that are into such things, the full moon is makes your moon sign the opposite sign. So like my sun sign is Libra, my moon sign is Aries, because I was born under, like, that was where the moon was at the time of my birth. And so, yeah, that's how that happens.
Oh, just okay. After the new moon. Two days after the new moon.
Okay.
So the harvest moon is not always in August. The harvest moon is the full moon that occurs closest to the autumnal equinox.
Okay.
So around September 23rd.
Interesting.
Been a harvest moon then, maybe. Because,
yeah. Well, so sometimes in September, sometimes October.
Okay.
Depending on.
Was a harvest moon.
Might have been a harvest moon too.
Excellent. Hooray.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Paraguay or whatever that is.
Yeah. Mercury's in Gatorade and the moon is Paraguay. Yeah. That thing.
That one.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll have two of those. Sounds great.
The full moon closest to the spring equinox is known as the pink moon.
Oh, I did know that.
I did not know.
Or I heard that.
Oh, but one of my favorite songs is Pink Moon.
I didn't know there was a song called Pink Moon.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a really nice commercial with not Drake the rapper, but Nick Drake, the...
Like not rapper.
Folk singer, not rapper, okay. Did sure. A song called Pink Moon that was used in a Volkswagen Cabriolet commercial.
Of course it was.
Mm. Yeah. It was a really sweet commercial.
Where was the moon when you were born, Salsa?
The first full moon after the spring equinox is called the Paschal? Paschal? P-A-S-C-H-A-L.
Paschal?
Paschal.
I would say Paschal, yeah. For some reason, I know that word, but I don't know
what it means. It's important to religion because it helps determine the date of Easter.
Oh, that would be
why.
With
Jewish, it determines the date of Passover.
Yeah. Yep. So, that would be why. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear listeners, what other full moons are there?
Yeah.
Because we've got harvest.
We are far too lazy to harvest, look it up ourselves.
Pink, Paschal, blood.
And do you happen to know what the moon was?
These four full moons lived in harmony until. Yeah, anyway.
I mean.
The blood moon attacked.
Right.
What was the question about what moon when I was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your birth moon?
Where in the moon, the lunar cycle?
I was born on a Friday, which I think was reflected very much in my attitude. Like, I'm not usually about astrology, but I'm definitely a Friday kind of guy.
A girlfriend?
Yeah, all right.
Nah.
A little bit weird. Oh.
The day I was born, the moon was in a waxing crescent phase.
Oh, same. Mm. Yeah, all right.
What does that mean? Absolutely
not. I mean,
it's not a full moon or a new moon. Like, those are kind of
what it means is that like it's less than half full and gaining.
Also, yeah. Yes. Where were we? What were we talking about? Okay.
Perigee or apogee?
Paraguay.
Oh, yeah. That.
Is this covered by perigee law?
I'm going to go with pierogies. I like pierogies.
I do love a pierogi.
I as much as I love, you know, celestial bodies. And heavenly bodies. I do love pierogies.
Yeah.
Look, you are being so very dude right now.
If I was 10 years younger, I would go with heavenly bodies, but I just like me some pierogies right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to disappoint pierogies. That's why. All right.
Yeah,
somehow salsa manages occasionally.
If I get winded halfway through a pierogi, the pierogi doesn't bother.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, he can warm that back up.
Gonna eat that for lunch tomorrow.
I have concerns. I look. My brain is doing a lot right now, and it involves warming things up in the microwave.
God, hell. Yep.
Yeah. It's not. Nope.
I believe it was the offspring who advised that you've got to keep them separated. So, I'll go apogee.
That's not one of the options.
Perigee.
Perigee or... then I'll go...
Pierogi or perigee.
Then pierogi.
Jesus Christ.
Perigee. Question number three.
Fuck, we're only on three. All right, that's fine. That's fine. We're loopy. It's fine. It's fine.
Us or them?
Oh, like Pink Floyd?
Them was a really good movie. It was like a formative movie for my age.
Mm. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Them was really good.
Wait, is
there
them
was a movie called
the
them?
Ant movie?
It's the ants. Yeah, the radioactive ants. Yep.
Okay. Because I
was the little girl who stares off into the distance for half the movie and then screams them and all.
Got like 5,000 Wilhelm screams in it. Yeah. This is where I found out about the Wilhelm scream because there it is again.
Yeah.
This totally unreal fucking scream as this guy's getting grabbed by an ant. Different from the
your
goofy
Wilhelm
scream.
Is as good as my Schwarzenegger.
That's fine.
I don't need you comparing in front of me.
Look at the size of my Wilhelm. Also,
please quote me on that. Your Wilhelm is as good as my Schwarzenegger.
Oh God. Oh.
So
that
anyway,
is 100% going on my wall.
The I know kind of the idea of the movie Us, but I don't know the I haven't seen it, but I have watched them.
Yeah, I also couldn't tell you the plot of Us.
I know nothing about either, other than apparently there's giant ants.
Yeah, and them is one of those black and white 50s movies where there's radioactive or your new atomic, that's the word, testing, and then ants grow
and
to
I
the
feel
size
like I
of,
did
you know,
hear of
horses.
Or know about the existence of this one.
It's
but
like
yeah,
the classic prototypical
B movie
atomic, you know, energy causes mutated giant something.
Right up there with Earth versus the Spider and the giant scorpion and
sure. These are all movies I know of.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of those tropes can come from.
So then what is
them.
Us?
Don't know. I know it's a movie, but I can't remember. Like, well, I feel like it's one of those.
It was a Jordan Peele horror movie immediately after he made Get Out.
Yeah.
He made Us. And I don't want
like to
spoil
going
any of the things.
To see it or something.
The title image is a hand holding a pair of scissors.
Yeah. Do not know anything beyond
a little tiny amount of it has been spoiled for me, but I still want to see it. But also, I'm really horror movie averse.
Me
for
too.
Like deeply spooky shit.
Saturday morning horror movies.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is like Jordan Peele's comedy is so fucking good. But
Get Out.
I would love to support him as a creator.
Yeah,
but I just do not like. Horror.
Yeah.
I
like the thing is
the president of the board for the Twin Cities Horror Festival. So, I'm like, oh,
I was chatting with their own friend of the podcast,
like
Mariah,
it.
And she outlined a separation between horror and terror.
Mm-hmm. I don't like either.
And she said that horror is kind of the like natural force, the them or something like that. If I'm remembering correctly, and she said terror is what you feel when it is humanity doing like the purge would be terror. If if I remember correctly, I'm just going off the top of my head.
Sure.
But yeah, she.
I don't know if I agree with that, but
I'm not sure. I'm still letting it marinate, but yeah.
I actually feel like horror is more of the umbrella term, and that there are other types.
You have slasher. You have psychological.
Sure.
You have
thriller.
Thriller. Yeah.
Dead. So, yeah,
one of my YouTube channels that I watch where they play D&D, the guy, it's this Wild West scene, and it was the chiller, and they had people stand up and pretend to be zombies and do a little chiller dance.
That's trademark. Pretty good.
There was say many years ago, Bill and I took tumbling classes with Spencer. And our class did a show, and an end of the class show type thing, and so we did ours to Thriller.
Nice. Oh wow.
Yeah,
that sounds fucking awesome.
So, but one of my fond Bill memories is doing that show, doing tumbling with him. He got the nickname Ninja because at one point Spencer was like, okay, we're gonna do this type of a role, and Bill was like, that looks like an Aikido role, and he was like, yeah, basically the same thing. And Bill went, okay, and just did it.
Yeah.
And he was a very big guy and did not look nimble.
Yeah, sure.
He was nimble.
No, that's...
like, he fucking did that. And
Bill like that. Was roly-poly, but he also had a rock-hard ass, and he could move.
Yeah. And like yeah, he had fat on his tummy, but flexible. He also had a lot of muscle on that, too.
But he was, like flexible and had weirdly speed. Bendy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
I am not at all flexible.
My flexibility is so shit, and it really shows during kung fu classes.
Yeah, mine has never been good.
Mine used to be much better. I'm hoping that I will be able to retrain and get back to more flexible body after my surgery.
Yeah.
That is one of the reasons why I need the surgery, because it's affecting my back, and I just can't. So.
I should maybe talk to my doctor about it during my next physical and say
about having a hysterectomy.
Yeah.
I have had
to support you, but
About what will help increase my range of motion, because it's
that's fair.
Not great.
If you can find something, I have done a lot of looking, and there is so much information on like how to tone muscles and how to build muscles and how to do this and that. But when it comes to flexibility, they're just like, I don't know, stretch more.
Yoga style stretching is very helpful for that. A lot of downward facing dog for your hamstrings. Mm-hmm. There's very specific stretch poses that really do help with flexibility.
Okay.
If
you have that information, I would love to have it, because everything I've been able to find has really kind of come down to
stretch
more.
I have a lot of
answer. But if you're looking to target specific areas for flexibility, just
how to like build a stretching routine, I don't
that too.
It's just
teach you so much my yoga style routine for stretching.
I miss morning meeting.
I know.
Oh.
It's all right.
It will come again.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
What were we talking about?
Us or them?
I'll go them.
You know what? I'll go with them. They seem like nice people.
Cool. Question number four. Joey or Monica?
Oh, like what kind of, which one of the friends?
I am in a bisexual quandary now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I personally am definitely more of a Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Salta, who's never watched Friends in his life, it seems.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
I just, yes, no? Okay.
No, I watched that show during 20 years ago or where.
Watched a few of them. It is in the zeitgeist. Okay. So there are things that you know.
And she was I have every season of Friends, and it's going to be playing constantly on the television. I hope that's okay. And I was like, that sounds fine. And she was like, cool. So I have very actually seen every episode of Friends at least once probably two or three times.
I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah, it was, honestly, it was fine for its time. But I definitely recognized a lot of Joey stuff. Like, he's eating a trifle that's mixed with a shepherd's pie. And he's like, what's not to like? Cookies? Good. Ice cream? Good. Pudding? Good. Beef and potatoes? Good. Yeah. Yeah, I...
Like, the trifle was...
mixed. Oh, with, mixed. And so everyone found out that the two pages of Rachel's cookbook were stuck together, and they were like... like, took it out to the balcony and to toss it over. Nobody noticed
halfway through.
No, everyone... found out very quickly by eating it because they did not see her prepare it.
And the person preparing it did not notice.
Rachel did not know, is the joke.
Yeah, the part of the joke is that she does not know how to do certain things.
But then Joey was like eating everybody's. They were just like handing it to him. And he was like, I don't know what's
Joey
not like.
Joey was the dumb one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the kind of the dumber dude. Actor,
the how you doing guy?
Yep, the how you doing guy? Okay. Yep.
Which one was Monica? Was she the black haired one?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was the dark haired one that was like
Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And she was very very organized very and everything on a timeline, and maybe a little bossy here and there. And there's no particular reason why I identify with Monica, but
who was the
Jennifer Aniston one?
That would be Rachel.
Rachel, okay.
Rachel was the one who was bad at cooking.
Okay.
And then there was Phoebe.
I'm going to go
the long blonde.
Phoebe was the one. Yeah, no, Phoebe was Lisa the one Kudrow. Who was distinct enough that is rememberable. The rest of them were just kind of a mishmash of people.
Right.
I'm going to say Joey because kangaroos are awesome.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Bruce, tiny child.
I know.
Aww. Yeah, I'll still go Joey. That's even better now.
Monica.
Although Santa Monica was kind of neat. Australia or Santa Monica?
Not.
Australia or Santa Monica? Australia.
Yeah. You know the way to San Joey?
It's fair.
Are you going to San Fran Joey?
No,
be
I'm not.
To wear some Monica in your hand.
Whoa. Wow.
I feel like you should take a shower after that.
I was going to say dinner first. Like,
look, I got places to be. Also, the pierogi doesn't care if I get winded.
That's our t-shirt. The pierogi doesn't care if I get winded.
Oh, God.
All right, James. Action item. You design that one.
Yeah, you got it.
You're on that one.
I am.
Okay.
Fuck.
Write it down. Action item.
Yep.
All right. Question number five. Wait. Did everybody answer?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's so much as happening.
I'm not doing that again.
No, question number five. Nope. Noise.
Ooh.
Or silence.
Silence. That wasn't a command. You can all talk.
No, I know.
James, it was.
Thanks, honey. Sure.
We said shtum.
Actually, that was the first time that you said shtum.
Shtum.
What the hell? Oh, never mind.
Shtum. Face is shtum.
Silence.
Silence is golden.
Sound of silence, or I don't know what. I found that I missed TV static noise a lot and didn't realize it.
Oh, the noise when TV ended?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, the...
I am going with... Okay, so I have dated a lot of people that have sleep apnea in my life. That's real weird. And I can sleep through their snoring just fine. But when the apnea kicks in and they're struggling to breathe and there is nothing to hear, that's when I wake up and roll a guy over onto his side. I'm sticking with silence, but now for a different reason.
I'm actually switching to noise. I was saying silence originally because I really hate it when people talk only be to say something.
Jesus Christ.
Because they can't just sit there. Like, this is a very American thing to just keep conversation going because they don't like uncomfortable silence.
Whereas somebody like that very recently,
just like living in Europe, right, you get on the bus and people mm-hmm. just sit in silence and they're mm-hmm. okay with it. And yeah. I love okay. that. But I don't think that's what this is going to be.
This reminds me of like the Ron Swanson. He was the best guy I ever never talked to. Yep. We sometimes yeah. still don't talk.
No, so good. Some of the best people I hung out with in bars never said a word to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with this one. I'm going to go with how do you concentrate better if you have noise or if it's completely silent. Oh. And if I can concentrate better if there's some sort of background noise.
I was thinking maybe sleep. And the thing is, like, I like there to be a noise.
Mm.
I don't like there to be too much noise.
I like instrumental music. If there is words, then I am processing and hearing and thinking about words.
This is why sure. I am.
But
if
there is
fucking you flabbergasted yeah, that you listen to podcasts while you work.
I can't do a podcast to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joe can only do a podcast to get to sleep. We still share a bed. Sometimes this is interesting.
See, a Jack Spratt situation.
Well, normally I go to bed about an hour or two before he does.
Sure.
And once I'm asleep, it's fine. He can play a podcast and it won't wake me up. But like, if there's overlap in our schedule.
See, my wife has a Bluetooth headband.
Yeah.
And so she just listens to podcasts.
Yeah.
And I don't hear it at all. So that's fine.
Jax and I have discovered kind of our balance is that they play a podcast that is from a catalog of podcasts I can fall asleep to. They play it on their phone because then it is close enough to them that it is loud, which is what they need. They can hear all of the words and then they can fall asleep to it. And for me, I can hear all of the words, but I'm able to fall asleep because it doesn't physically hurt. Which it will if it is too loud.
Mm-hmm.
Myths and Legends mm-hmm. is a great one to fall asleep to. This one's just a great podcast in general.
I would never be able to sleep to that.
I am with salsa though. If there are words, I am thinking.
Yeah.
And if it's Myths and Legends,
I want to hear about it.
That's the thing.
For me, my parents used to read me to sleep. And so they would tell me stories and I would begin to picture all of the things in my head and I wouldn't realize that I had fallen asleep because I'm just watching the movie in my head and it just turns into a dream.
No.
But I appreciate that that's not how it works for the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is how it works for me.
Sure.
However, there are podcasts where I can't fall asleep to them because I am too invested in what's going on. Things you missed in history class? That is one that would keep me awake. Yeah. Worlds Beyond Number would keep me awake.
You're Dead to Me.
I haven't heard that one.
You're Dead to Me is fantastic. Ooh. You would really love it. These are ones that when I'm driving home from Renaissance festivals too, that's what I listen to.
Sure.
Because I cannot sleep while I'm
there. So here's the thing. You know the stereotype about white women listening to murder podcasts to go to sleep?
Oh, but it's
you know
true.
That stereotype?
Yeah.
Not in my house. In my house, it's Joe listening to the murder podcast, which seems more apropos when you know of our personalities.
Yeah, sure,
but
sure,
like,
sure.
Joe is the white woman in our house. he's the one listening to murder podcasts. And I'm like, I just.
Story checks out.
I'm only saying this because Joe would if he was here, but that's racist.
I am going to go home and tell him I called him a white woman on the podcast.
And he'll be like,
oh, yeah. That's racist.
That's racist. Yeah.
Yep.
They'll call you a cracker and everybody will laugh and it'll be great.
I have several friends who are white women who listen to murder podcasts to fall asleep or to do the dishes. And hilariously, some of them have been like, I'm handling knives right now and listening to a murder podcast. I have headphones on. text me if you need something.
Go away.
Before you come into the room. If you startle mm-hmm. me, I am not responsible for the way that I react. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the, yeah, I think I would rather fall asleep to noise than silence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Going finally. My God. How long have we been at this? Like we
quite a while.
But yeah, it's,
we got loopy. There were some side trails.
I regret. But we're all done with that.
I regret.
At
nothing.
One point, I was headed east when I should have been going west. It was a thing.
That's racist.
I can see where Joe could make an argument.
It's been a great podcast. Good night, everybody.
Question number one: upset or disappointed? Which do you think I feel more about writing this?
Ooh, disappointed.
I'm going with upset.
I think upset.
I'm going to say,
I want the closing words to be, I'm not mad. I will be so happy.
Yeah. No, I think he's anger writing this.
Yes,
but if it's gray, I think that they would be upset at Jenna. Or disappointed that Jenna didn't write one.
That maybe. I actually thought it was Drew. Which one is the worst?
That's the thing. I don't know.
Fuck.
Okay.
It could be Drew in a humorous self-deprecating thing.
Right.
Or it could be Gray acknowledging their assholery. And so, yeah, it could go either way.
Yeah, when Gray is self-deprecating, it's not for comedy. It's because they genuinely...
There's an anger to it. Yes,
yeah.
They definitely have an anger to their self-deprecation.
Exactly. So it could be either one. I'm going to go upset.
I'm
going to go upset, too, but I really want the closing thoughts to be about how disappointed whoever it is.
That's, yeah. All right.
I'll say disappointed, yeah.
Cool. Question number two, pierogies or perigees? What's a better marker of the new year?
Pierogies.
When the earth is closest to the sun or potato dumplings?
Potato dumplings.
Potato dumplings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm doing it now.
You can mark.
Oh, my God.
The new year used to be in fucking
April. It's going to be new year every week.
The April Fool's Day exists because April used to be the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people who, even after they switched to January, still insisted on April being the new year were called April Fools. Right. Yeah. That's how that came about. So you can put the beginning of the year wherever you fucking want it.
It's my birthday.
It's going to be every week.
But potato dumplings, that's how you ring in a new year.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Three. Two. One. Winter's party is about to take on a whole new.
Bitch, we're bringing pierogies. Yes.
Oh my God.
No, that's, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best tradition ever. Question number three. Us or them? Okay. This.
What?
Which horror do you enjoy more? Us, about underground hives of doppelgangers, or them, about radioactive subterranean monsters?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Only because I haven't seen Us yet. I don't know if I would like it better.
I do like doppelgangers, though, so. Yeah, again, I haven't seen either, so.
Creeped out by the concept of doppelgangers.
Oh, that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
What was... Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what was the movie of the... It had, never mind. I'm
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, that one.
What? Okay.
That is exactly.
Go. This is caring.
That was 100% the movie I was thinking of.
Oh, the moment. That was in my head.
Donald Sutherland. Yeah. That was the guy's name that I was thinking of.
Jesus Christ.
Was...
Sauce and I touch doodles mentally.
God, I need to leave.
I do too.
I was for a brief moment so embarrassed because I started. On that, and I realized I had nothing, and I was like, I am abandoning this as fast as I can, and then you got it.
The embarrassment was actually you touching doodles with my head. That was
My mental noodle in your brain. Absolutely. That radioactive subterranean monsters. Because again, it was a really formative movie. Mm-hmm. It built a lot of tropes that a lot of that sort of movie built. Like,
I remember the first time I saw it.
Like, was that same idea of atomically altered creature.
My parents didn't have childcare for a day because our daycare was shut down. And then I went to work with my mom at the bank. They had a whole floor of the bank that was not being used with a TV set up next to the employee lounge. And for whatever reason, that TV had them on it.
Mm.
And I watched the whole movie there while eating a roll of beech nut butterscotch discs. God, that was great. What a fantastic day. I should send a text to my mom and remind her and say thank you.
God.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
Question number 4, Joey or Monica? Both characters from Friends. Oh, you got that.
All right.
Sure.
Were played by actors who appeared in music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Courtney Cox was in Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark.
Right.
And Matt LeBlanc was in the video for Night Moves by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
That one I didn't know.
The question is, which music artist featuring Friends actors do you enjoy more?
Wait, what were the two?
Bob Seger or Bruce Springsteen?
Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark or Seger's Night Moves?
Springsteen.
I gotta go with Seger.
Yes.
Really? Working on my night. I like Springsteen. I like a lot of his stuff, but Dancing in the Dark is not.
Oh, I love Dancing in the Dark.
Dancing in the Dark is really good. It's not at the top of my list.
It's not a jam, it is a bop.
That's why I think I don't like it as much. Yeah, that's not for me. Springsteen.
I enjoy bops.
Springsteen is more of that, music. You know what I mean? My Springsteen impression is also not very good.
Yeah.
But Night Moves, that was just a really good song. What I'm saying is Bruce Springsteen has better songs, whereas Night Moves is possibly Seger's best song.
Oh.
Unless there are probably Bob Seger songs that I'm not remembering, but I think Night Moves might be his.
I am way more aware of Bruce Springsteen as a person. He's both in the height of his career and also now.
Yeah.
At the perigee of his career.
When Paraguay?
Closest to the earth.
But Born in the USA
the
is obviously the pinnacle.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But that kind of blue collar,
sure,
working man, you know, just trying to get along song.
See, and that one is a jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born in the USA is a jam. Dancer in the Dark is bop.
Yeah. And I prefer his jam.
Dancer in the Dark is the Lovecraftian cosmic horror Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Night Moves is just a fucking great.
Also, Dancer in the Dark is a really terribly sad movie with Bjork.
Oh.
And that is a fact, and it is horrible.
Huh. I'm not familiar.
I did not know.
Oh, I watched it once.
Yeah.
It is a beautifully well done movie, and I will never watch it again.
Yeah. I've watched a few things where I'm like, that was great. I never need to see that.
In the thing, the story is that she's blind and her son has inherited the same thing. So he's slowly starting to go blind and she saves a bunch of money to get him an operation. But then somebody tries to steal the money from her. And they the person accidentally kills themselves while they're trying to steal the money from her, but she gets blamed for it. In the end, she dies. It's horrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it is very well done. It's also a musical.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so, right. Yeah.
And right? Because Bjork.
I recommend.
It's got layers.
Watch it, but like only ogre. Once.
So, I am reading the question again.
Okay.
And the question is, it specifically says, the question is, which music artist featuring Friends actors do you enjoy more?
Mm.
And upon reading it again, it did not specify the song. It said, which artist?
Yep.
And on that, I have to switch to Springsteen.
Fair.
Okay.
I accept this.
I am aware of Seeger.
Thank you for your reading comprehension.
But I am familiar with Springsteen, so I will say Springsteen.
Yeah.
You're not familiar with Seeger?
Not biblically.
Whoa. That was on the table.
On the table, there was a countertop, a little bit on the floor.
I was about to say, you're the only one.
There was a bearskin rug.
A bearskin rug?
Yeah,
the regular kind.
They shaved the bear first.
Oh, God, that's upsetting. More upsetting.
Okay, what's the next question?
Is it a bearskin rug or a bear skin rug?
Nope.
Oh, shit. That's a really good Fast Five question. Somebody snap that one up.
We won't remember.
No.
Notorious.
Oh, my God.
All right, question number five, noise or silence? Which causes more anxiety in tense interpersonal situations? Over-explaining and getting lost in one's words, or remaining silent and remaining contextually opaque?
I mean, famously, there is potentially the very true thing. It may be true, it may be myth, but the best interrogation technique is silence. Lots of teachers have just said, like, you know why you're here, and then they just wait, and the student will spill whatever, all of the things they've done wrong, even stuff that they didn't know about, that the teacher didn't know about. But I think
I stole my teacher's ruler in the second grade. I watched Goonies recently, and Chunk confessing to the Ferrelli brothers. So good.
I need time to process my thoughts. And I was in a relationship with an individual who, every time I was like, give me a moment to do this, he basically said that if I couldn't say it right away, I was lying to him.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, sure the fuck was, wasn't it?
Wow. All right.
This may surprise you, but it was a rather manipulative situation.
It really was. So I now get very tense about silences, but then I would shift to the other side and try to explain things right away without thinking through how I wanted to say it, and I would say it all wrong, and then I would get blamed for that too.
Sure. Yeah. There's no right way.
So
yeah.
Really, I don't like tense conversations at all. Can we just communicate to equal people and that are curious about understanding one another? Yeah. That would be the best for me if we could do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
I mean, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I find that whenever I have, for example, a political conversation with someone, I am not good at a live debate.
Sure.
Because I know what I think, and I know what I feel, and I know what my opinions are.
Yeah.
But in a debate situation, when they are challenged, much like Jenna was saying, I need a moment to think about that, process it, and formulate.
You need a rough draft.
My answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know what I'm thinking. I know what my gut says, but I can't word it.
Sure.
That's it exactly.
And if I try to word it, then it is full of those little holes here and there that people jump on, and now it's in a bad state.
Yep.
Whereas if I'm in a text situation, like Facebook, when I used to do Facebook, then I could formulate my thoughts and write it out.
I will say that I had probably the most fucking embarrassing thing happen in that I tried to send somebody an apology for just
told you I forgive you. James.
Let somebody know that I recognize 10 years ago me was a very different person, and that I didn't have I wasn't on my best behavior or something, not the worst or anything, but just not great. And so I was like, no, that's not right, that sounds like I'm blaming I'm so I erased copy paste and then tried again and did this. I think I probably drafted and redrafted this message maybe 16, 17 times.
Okay.
And then I want to say it was about a year later that Facebook came out with delete message, where your message disappears for the other person and not just you.
Yes.
So that person got between like 12 and 16 almost, but not quite identical apologies from me in a time before delete removed it for them.
Oh my God.
What? Wait, what?
So
James, yeah. when he was trying out all of these different drafts, and he thought it, like, he would hit send and then be like, oh no, that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go to delete it. He thought it would delete for them as well, but it only deleted for him.
Now I understand.
Yep.
You were sending it.
So then,
and then deleting.
I just sent a text message because I was like, this person either isn't on Facebook or I am blocked. I just sent a text message being like, I just found out that I sent you like a dozen almost identical texts, and that's fucking weird. I'm sorry. You don't owe me any response or anything. But
if they hadn't responded after that, they weren't gonna.
No, they probably not. But no, I just like wanted to explain, but also not bother them.
Right.
But also, God, that must have seemed fucking unhinged. Yeah. So that.
Oh, this is.
So we're going with Bob Seger. Is that?
Damn it!
So I'm gonna go with silence because I would rather give somebody the space and time to formulate and understand.
That's the thing. Like, I can give somebody else space. Yeah. I'm good at giving somebody time and just sitting there and whatever. But yeah, it's when somebody else is waiting on me that I'm now, and when I'm trying to talk through it and I'm fucking it up. Now I'm like. So, yeah, if it's the other person, fucking whatever. I got grace and patience out the ass.
Yeah.
So classy fucking lady.
My reading of this is that
noted.
I am the one that is either over-explaining or remaining silent, not the other person. It is not the other person over-explaining or remaining silent. It is whether I am doing that.
Yeah, either one for me, anxiety.
I have no problem with being silent. None whatsoever. But if I over-explain something, now I'm like, oh shit, I'm over-explaining it, and now I'm annoying them. And that's where things become a problem.
This may surprise you so much. My father has a tendency to over-explain things, especially in extremely tense conversations. I hadn't noticed
when then the first 30 seconds of meeting him.
And to repeat himself a lot. And I know that this is very particular to whatever brand of mental disarray my family has. So I try to be super careful about it. And that is one of the reasons that I would rather have a text conversation with someone so that I can
always
go through and organize my thoughts. They're still my thoughts, like Jenna said. I'm still telling them exactly what I think, very much like you said, but I'm just not sending them 23 tiny messages, some of them repeating.
There have been moments in my wife and my relationship where things have gotten strained or stressed or tense, and I have had to write her a letter.
Yeah.
Just to be able to get my thoughts in order.
Yeah.
And then once I had done that, we could sit down and talk about that.
Sure.
But I needed to get everything sorted in my head first.
I was about to say, it absolutely drives me insane when somebody's like, this will be easier in conversation. And I'm like, this will be easier for you.
Yes.
In conversation.
Yeah. Right.
I, however, would love to continue chatting about this.
Yep.
In text.
Yeah, I feel like those are super conflicting drives.
Yeah. Right.
People.
Well, and who, that's Joe and I.
Yeah.
Very different in that way. He would rather have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I would rather typeity type, type, type. And we figured out how to compromise on both of those.
Yeah.
And they both still help to this day in our roommateship. But
I started using a chess timer with my dad.
It was a process.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think having those face-to-faces is still important.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Like when my wife and I, when we're fighting, for example, she wants to talk it out. Like she is... loud
verbal processing.
Verbally processing and putting her brain together. Whereas I am quiet, I'm silent, I think about what I'm saying, I go and process, and then once I have things figured out, then I say the thing. And and that, especially early on in our relationship, before we kind of figured this out about each other, that caused more strain.
Right.
During arguments, because now we were arguing about our argument styles.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't engaging with her, and therefore I, you know,
you're not participating. You're not
exactly
putting energy into the relationship.
It's the same kind of thing. When I post something like to Facebook or whatever, and I've already fought through everything, and I'm like, post, and then people start offering help, or like trying to tell me how to go about something, or all of this stuff, and I'm like, no, this wasn't a request for help. No. Sometimes I'll even say I don't want help.
Yeah,
I and just need will to still express this
that
thing.
That's extraordinarily
and it
helpful.
Just happens because, and those are the people that process through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I sit in a corner and process through me. So, and it gets so frustrating. But yeah, I feel like that's very much so those two different types of styles that you're talking about. So
I kind of need to get back into the habit because I fell out of it over quarantine.
No, only women are allowed to be nuns, James.
Wow.
Huh. So, that was the thing.
It's
that
not
happened.
My rule. It's the Catholics.
So, I need to go.
But asking people this thing that you're telling me, is it something that you want me? You know, am I using listening ears or am I using like?
Do you need sympathy or assistance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my wife and I will definitely like. Just 2 days ago, my wife asked me if I wanted advice or sympathy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I need to get back into that practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could probably stand to do that a little bit more.
Anyway, closing thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
God damn it.
Everything is terrible, and I am deeply, deeply unhappy.
Oh.
That's not upset or That's disappointed. Great.
That's a cry for help.
Nice.
We love you.
Yeah, that's true.
And we really, really hope that you are getting whatever help you need.
I saw them at the show just yesterday. So, yeah.
Thank you for the Fast Five.
Yeah.
Appreciate
you.
It.
I know that you wrote it in anger because because you were just this like, was, fucking Jenna is going to murmur. Murmur.
This was, I think, the origin of the suck my farts thing. That happened.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that was my fault, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form.
The form.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I'm going to do a shout-out.
Yeah, do it.
Do a shout-out.
I have a little bit of a story with this. I didn't tell it during the opening remarks, but... when I was on the way home from Margaritas on a Rooftop, there is a very specific corner where there's normally a homeless person. It's it's not really a corner. It's a median. And there will often be a homeless person there or unsheltered. Take your pick. I don't care what you call it. It's the same type of person. It's the same situation, right?
Sure.
And I have a tendency to keep money on me. It's important to me to be able to help where you can.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Close to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But so I saw up ahead, there was a person sitting there. I'm like, all right. And I was listening to ABBA. on the way through. So I roll down the window and I hold out the money, and this older black lady is sitting in, you know, the walkers that have kind of a seat.
Yeah, it's a rollator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a what?
Rollator.
Is that what it's called?
It is.
Interesting. Oh, neat. Yeah. I didn't know it had a word, but yeah.
Rollator.
I'm going to forget it, but I will also forget that.
But at least it's in there
it's like
somewhere.
Half walker, half chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So she was sitting on one of these.
Yeah.
A little worse for wear, but still apparently functional. Mm-hmm. And so I got to hand her the money, and I was like, I really hope you like ABBA. She's like, hell yeah. It was Dancing Queen. And the two of us, because it was a red light and everything, like I pulled up at the red light. Yep. So we spent a good 30 seconds just jamming out to Dancing Queen.
One could say dancing?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think I would.
We were chair jamming. But yeah, so we did that, and then the light changed and we moved on. And my shout out is to that lady for sharing a bit of a Dancing Queen jam time with me.
Sharing a little joy.
Yeah.
Better days.
Love absolutely.
It. Absolutely love it. James?
My shout out is to friend of the podcast, Mariah, who was visiting the state very recently. And we went to a place that I had not been since college, Annie's, and grabbed some shakes and burgers, and then had a little walk. And it was so nice.
Yay!
It was so nice. There are people in my life where no matter how much time I spend with them, there's always more time that I want to spend. Mm-hmm. And she's definitely one of them. Yeah.
I am going to give my shout out to the Janesville Renaissance Festival.
Yay!
Like I said earlier, they are not one of my highest paying gigs. And the reason for that is because they give a significant portion of their proceeds to charity.
Lovely.
They do scholarships. To send people to school and things like that. So a lot of that money is instead of going towards us as entertainers, it is going to help people get an education or things like that.
Yeah.
Which is another reason I am okay with my paycheck at that place. Not because they're being skinflints, but because it is going somewhere good. So I appreciate what they're doing. So Janesville Renaissance Festival, good job. Does anybody have anything to plug?
If you will be going to Convergence, there will be a room party.
Hell yes.
There will be many of them. There will be 28 of them this year, apparently. I know, right?
But specifically.
But very specifically, there is only one room party that is going to start at 8 a.m.
sounds like a terrible idea.
Because James and I are idiots.
Yeah.
I'm idiot enough for both of us.
You are, but somehow I am also still an idiot in this situation. No, the Jasmine Dragon will be back in our same location.
Ooh.
We will be only going from 8 to noon as opposed to 8 to 1 this year.
Mm-hmm.
We learned last year there's no way to actually do the entirety of the series, so we're just going to watch as much Avatar as we can.
Hell yes.
We'll be open 8 to noon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wonderful.
There may or may not be new badge ribbons. Ooh. I am planning on lemonade and sweet tea on top of the rest of it. We talked
Amazing.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
You look surprised. I'm like, no, we talked about this for the kids.
A little surprised, but I'm remembering now.
Okay.
I'm not
surprised, James. I'm making decisions about the room party.
Not a clever man.
But yeah, it's going to be the same. Just come in and chill and relax in the morning with your coffee and your cartoons. Mm-hmm. Just ease yourself into the day. That's what we're there for.
Yeah. So. I've got a show coming up in June. We'll talk about that more later.
I have a couple weeks hiatus before my next Ren Fest. So, I will actually defer at the moment. So, does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you again to whichever Zestera it was that decided.
Zestera.
We genuinely appreciate it. Yeah, we do need more Fast Five, so somebody else get on that.
Yeah.
On
do the fucking thing.
Yep. Yeah. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.